They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Inside on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you are listening from wherever on the planet you happen to reside. We're going to go down a different path today. We talk about business every single day here on the News Hour, and one of the things that came to light not long ago is the business of, get ready for it, being an air guitar semi-professional. I'm not making this up. And with me is Andrew Finn. Andrew is from Iowa, and he plays air guitar. And ESPN this summer is going to be featuring these people that play air guitar. We're going to dig into this a little bit and find out more from Andrew and the Flying Finn as we continue. Andrew, welcome to the Business News Hour. Great to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
This is really wild. I full disclosure, I've known you for several years, but I had no idea about the depth of this business of air guitar. First of all, do you play guitar?
I play only the air guitar. I do not play their guitar.
All right. So I was watching a video of you that was done in Finland, by the way, and we'll get to that in just a moment. This is a mixture of acting, music, a pantomime, and getting the crowd all revved up. And what a crowd that there is at these things.
Yeah, that's right. The people who go to these shows, they kind of just put all reality and just leave it at the door. They walk in and they're like, okay, we're watching some air guitar. This is going to be great. And then they get into it. And the better that we are at pretending to do something, the better they are at appreciating that we're pretending to do something.
Yeah, right.
So it's amazing.
And how long have you been doing this?
I started back in 2006. So
wow.
I've been doing this for way longer than I probably should have.
15 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was the driver? What got you into this?
Well, I was actually at South by Southwest in 2006, and we were looking for something to do one night, and we stumbled across this documentary called Air Guitar Nation. And I was like, oh, you guys are going to show a documentary. I'm going. It's about air guitar. It's silly. And as soon as like the opening credits hit, I was like, I'm doing this. And so after that, we went to an after party with all of the stars of the documentary who were actual big stars in the world of air guitar. And I hung out with them. I got up on stage and I played with them. And I was like, yes, this is it. This is my thing.
And what's really stunning about all of this, Andrew Finn, ladies and gentlemen, the Flying Finn is my guest today. What's really stunning about this is how many people are involved in this sport.
That's correct. I mean, we have like over 200 competitors just in the U.S., and then you add in everyone around the world, and there's a bunch of people who are really good at not playing guitar.
I want to ask you about the business side of playing air guitar for 15 years, Rock. Do you have to have sponsors? I mean, how do you pay for these trips that you do? I mean, this is more than a hobby. I mean, this is costing some cash.
It is more than a hobby. And, I mean, to be a competitor locally, it doesn't cost a whole lot. I mean, you don't have gear that you have to bring everywhere. There's no amps, no instruments. So it's relatively inexpensive to get to the competitions locally. But if you win the local competitions, then lots of times they will pay for you to go to that next level.
Yeah.
So,
well, all you have really is your costume.
Correct.
Yeah.
Costume and maybe some beverages during a show.
I see. Now, and we will post this video up because this is the international finals in, of all places, Finland. So there you are. The Flying Finn goes to Finland. I mean, that had to help a little bit, yeah?
I think it did. They used to have a lot of Finnish champions. And after that, when the U.S. kind of got involved, we go big and we rock and roll hard. And we kind of took over that scene for a little bit. And I think they've always wanted to have a Finn come back and start winning again. So I think even though I'm not technically one of them, I'm named after one of them. So it's kind of like, hey, you guys can they kind of adopted me a little bit.
I thought it's fascinating. Now, so you qualified in the United States after a whole series, I suspect, of competitions.
Yeah, that's correct. Kind of, sort of.
And then you get to go to Finland. So tell us about that experience.
So the way most people win, they have to win the national championship in order to get the automatic qualifier in Finland. The rest of us who think, hey, I might be good enough, or I've been doing this long enough, I need to go to Finland, you can sign up for a dark horse tournament that's like the night before the world championships, and they will take like the top 5 to 7 people to kind of round out the roster. So I flew over to Finland with the guarantee of playing 60 seconds on stage.
60 seconds.
I went halfway around the world for 1 minute, and I did well. So they basically, I earned a spot at the world finals the next night. And I did well enough there in the first round of competition that I made it into the second round of competition and ended up finishing fourth in the world and played a total of 3 minutes on stage.
In the rain.
In the rain. It was a great thunderstorm. I mean, at halftime, there was a huge bolt of thunder that came down, and we're up there at, like, the Arctic Circle, and we were kind of like, was that Thor?
Yeah, right.
Did Thor come down to give us his blessing on the rest of the show? Because it was awesome.
I think this is just fascinating. Now, in real life, you work for a major company doing major work, but when you become the Finn,
right,
this is a whole new genre for you, right? I mean, do you transport yourself into this character?
Not really. I would say the Flying Finn is just my own personal self at 11. Like, that's how I like to think of it. Like, that's the me that I would be all the time if I could get paid and make a living to be that guy all the time.
What? So I have to ask, what genre of music does the Flying Finn perform when you're doing air guitar?
I love, like, power metal from the 80s. Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, Metallica. It's just, for me, that's the music that I feel, and when I feel it, I rock it better.
And that music, by the way, it has a long history here in the United States. Is it as popular in other countries?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I think South America is still loving the power metal. Like, it's the top stuff down there.
We're with Andrew Finn, ladies and gentlemen. He is the Flying Finn. He plays air guitar. We're not kidding. And we've got the video up to prove it. And it is an amazing hobby, profession, business. It's all those things. When you are competing here on a national level, here in the United States, how far away do people come to these various air guitar performances?
Well, when we go to nationals, it's got people from all over the place. So, I mean, you're talking, you know, New York, Florida, us in the Midwest, California's big, Portland's got a big scene. I mean, it's just kind of every major city seems to have a pocket of weirdos who love playing air guitar.
Who really kills it out there regionally?
Regionally? Oh, man, it kind of goes in cycles. For a while, like, Kansas City was a huge part of the scene. The East Coast, the New York City scene has always been absolutely dominant. And then San Francisco has had, like, their share of big-time champions and big-time performances.
Now, we've got a photograph of you on the radio blog, of course, and folks can see that you've got the beard, you got the hair. You look like an 80s rocker.
I appreciate that. I've been working on that.
And that's part of this persona, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it is and it isn't. I mean, I would have this beard regardless. Maybe the hair being long is because it helps with the headbanging, and it's kind of a little bit more show, but, I mean, I would have the beard.
So let's talk about the showmanship of playing air guitar on a national or international basis. When I was watching that, you're really into the whole idea that you're actually playing a guitar and the choreography is there. You're throwing the guitar up in the air, catching it, playing it behind your back. I mean, this is all visual, and you ain't got nothing in your hands.
That is correct.
How do you do that?
Well, you have to, one, just believe that you are playing a guitar. It just happens to be made of air. Like, that's step one. And once you believe it, then everybody else believes it. And you just kind of, what I like to do is I let the air guitar kind of determine what I'm going to do. Like, we've been hanging out for going on 16 years now, so I know what the air guitar wants to do, and it knows what I want to do, and we just kind of jam, and you just kind of let it go. It's just, I don't know. I don't really know how to explain it other than just get into the music, feel it, and rock out.
And rock out. Hey, you know what I was thinking when I was watching the video, Andrew, was that what would be cool is throw picks out to the audience.
Yes, there are people who do that, and they've, of course, got their own logos on them, and you know, you're tossing out souvenirs for the fans. I mean, that's a huge thing. I mean, that's a great idea.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see if we can't get that done. So what is, you know, the pandemic put a real bump in air guitar competitions. Nobody's doing this. As a matter of fact, this is, and full disclosure, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first face-to-face interview I've done outside of the studio since March 19 of 2020. And we're at Gilroy's in West Des Moines, sitting outside at a table. And we got a little background noise, which is kind of fun. So I know what COVID has done to our business in broadcasting. It really shut you guys down, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think last year, so this is kind of the heart of the season. And last year, I think there were two or three shows that were actually able to be completed live before the world got shut down. And since then, the great people behind U.S. Air Guitar have worked on figuring out how to do kind of virtual competitions where we submit videos and they do a Twitch stream that you guys should check out. But it's got we submit our videos ahead of time. They do all sorts of crazy post-production work to make it really professional looking and really amazing looking and make me feel a lot cooler than I think I actually am. But they figured out a way to make it work. But, man, there's nothing like performing in front of a live audience. Yeah. So I can't wait till we get back there.
When you were explaining this to me just this week, talking about videotaping, you do a shtick in this video where you throw...
Yep.
Tell me about that.
So at one point in my performance, I throw my air guitar into the air and pause for a moment while it travels up and travels down, and then I catch it. And normally in a regular show with an audience, I do that. And it works really well. But this time, because we were using a camera, I got to put the audience into that camera. And so we had the camera pan up to the sky, showing nothing but my air guitar, and then follow it back down as I catch it. So it was kind of a fun little thing that you can only do with a camera.
Cinematography, ladies and gentlemen, in the air guitar world with the flying fin. All right, so you've been doing this for a number of years, 16 years, for crying out loud. How long do people stay in the genre?
Well, it's tough because, to answer that, I guess, is because once you get in, it's hard to get out. Mm. I mean, it takes very little actual effort to go to these shows and have a great time. So it's kind of like there's no excuse not to keep doing it as long as you can. But there are other people who, you know, hey, they start families, or hey, they get a new job, or, I mean, I had the opportunity. We used to live in Chicago, and that's where I started playing my air guitar, and we moved here, and there was no air guitar here. So I said, okay, I will start the show. I will start running the show here, and we will manage it here, and I will bring air guitar to Iowa. And
so you were the air guitar godfather for the state of Iowa.
That is correct. That is correct. That's me. So,
well, ladies and gentlemen, this is just a wild, off-the-cuff thing that you have to see to believe, and we've posted the video on here. Let's talk about the business side of this for just a minute. We touched on it momentarily about getting sponsorship. I mean, this got to cost money to go to all these places. Do you yourself get sponsors, or is the association, do they get sponsors, or how does all that work?
Well, it's basically kind of set up, I don't want to say like a three-dimensional triangle, it's kind of there. It's more like a franchise type of deal. Where U.S. Air Guitar kind of manages the national competitions, and this year they kind of took control of the regional competitions as well, so it was all kind of under their umbrella. For the past several years, though, they've kind of said, okay, local shows, you do your thing, send us your champion. And so at that level, I was responsible for all of the money up front, figuring out how to make a show happen, figuring out what sponsors I could get to help offset the costs, and then also, you know, figuring out a way to make sure that we have enough money to send our champion to the next level.
And
we've been successful every time. So successful. Like, you know, I'll make t-shirts, and I actually have some
flying fin koozies
that have some fringe going down the side. And I, you know, they're probably overpriced souvenirs, but what we've done is we've said, you know, this is air guitar. This is a lot of fun. It's kind of like having a party, and I feel dumb making money off of a party. So we take all the extra money that we have at the end of the night, and we've been giving it to Girls Rock Des Moines in the past. It's a nice organization where they help help girls learn how to play rock music. Real music with real instruments, so they don't have to end up like me.
Andrew Finn, ladies and gentlemen, he is known as the Flying Finn. We've got photographs and, of course, the video up on the radio blog. Andrew, final question for you as we go through this. You must have a very understanding bride.
Yes. We actually got married about 6 months before my first entry back in 2006. And for whatever reason, she stayed with me. And she's been super supportive. She's been to every show that she can make it to. She even judged a competition one time because we were short. And she's been with me every step of the way. And honestly, it takes time and effort. And to go to the shows, it takes time and effort to practice so that you bring your best stuff that night. And she takes care of all the rest of the stuff a lot so that I can kind of concentrate on my own practice. To be the best I can.
It is something to see, ladies and gentlemen. The Flying Finn, Andrew Finn, of air guitar fame, not just in Iowa, not just in the United States, but also internationally. Andrew, thanks so very much for spending time talking about this. It's a blast.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Once again, that's the voice of Andrew Finn, a.k.a. The Flying Finn. Links on the radio blog, his photograph, all kinds of things, so you can learn more about air guitar. Who would have thought? Well, that's a wrap for today. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For those folks and for the Flying Finn, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.